More old school. Now, this is a movie. They are doing a sequel to Dirty Dancing.
Didn't they already do one? In Havana?
Havana Nights. I had blocked that out.
Was it in, I can't remember if it was in Miami or if it was in Cuba.
I think they called it Dirty Dancing Havana Nights.
Yeah.
And was either Swayze or Jennifer Grey in it?
I don't believe so.
I don't either. Well, this one, Jennifer Grey will be in. They have made the announcement. They're moving forward now, and it's been green-lighted that they will officially be making another Dirty Dancing sequel. Well,
clearly, she'll have to be the matriarch of a clan.
It's several decades past the earlier.
It better be.
Details coming together, including plot points and full cast list. You will not get Patrick Swayze in this film.
How can you? This smells like a streamer.
Yeah, probably wouldn't. Oh, yeah. I probably wouldn't go to theaters. I'm in. I'm totally in.
You're in, regardless.
Yeah, I'll see that. I want to take a look at what she's up to these days. Although, now, is this a thing where AI you could actually make Patrick Swayze?
You could, but would that draw people in or repulse people?
I think it would repel people. Don't you think?
Well, if you're old enough to remember the movie, now, of course, it spans generations.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they AI'd Paul Walker in his appearance in Fast and Furious, and people loved that.
Did they?
Yeah.
Well, how much was he in it?
He was in the movie, but he died before it finished shooting.
I think that's different.
There was like a last scene where he was like driving off, and it was like CGI'd his face in the car.
There was only a tiny bit of CGI. Paul.
Yeah.
I think that's a little different.
Yeah, you can't have a star.
If a star has filmed a bunch of the movie, then they can fill the gaps. That's okay. I think that's accepted.
Well, we did it with Kevin Spacey. Right? 5 to 10 years ago? Well, they erased him from a movie.
Well, they erased him.
Oh, yeah.
And they recently erased...
So they can have somebody else play the part and then just put Swayze's head on it.
Yeah, I know. I think it can be done. I'm saying I don't think audiences would like it. I think if somebody films half a movie and they fill the gaps with CGI, they're like, okay, way to go. If somebody dies 20 years ago and they put you in the movie, I think people will be like, this is wrong. You know, it's like zombies. And I don't think they'd like it because none of
you'd
that.
You'd click.
Oh, I would. Yeah. I mean, most people hate that kind of stuff.
Well, I know. I disagree, actually, because you remember they did the Tupac hologram at Coachella like 15 years ago? Mm. People loved that.
Did they?
I really think that people would appreciate a little Swayze mention in the movie, even if it's AI.
Well, you have to mention it almost. But if you say AI, people don't like it. I think people's guards go up for most.
Well, I hear radio stations now, and who would have thought... Listen, I listen to different radio stations, see what the competition is doing. And who would have imagined this 20 years ago? Their announcement between songs is like, we're all human. No, you know, it's no machines, all human. And it's like, man, you have to say that now. But they're doing that because of the, I mean, right now people don't like AI. When Coke does those commercials at Christmas, everybody's upset that it's all AI.
Those aren't polar bears, real polar bears drinking Cokes.
Yeah. Even though it's been done before, now it's like, oh, no, we don't want that, you know, because it's like the machines are taking over our lives. So you're saying, let me get B.B. Shea's take on this. He's on the phone now. But let's say you're one of the producers of Dirty Dancing Part 3, and Jennifer Grey is going to be in it, and you're making the decision, all right, we have the technology. We can have an aged Patrick Swayze in the movie opposite Jennifer Grey, and he can be a full character. He can be nominated for Best Supporting Actor if he's that good. It would help or hurt the movie to have clearly a not real Patrick Swayze in the movie. If you're making the decision, do you put him in it? I say no, because I think it would drive audiences away.
But it would be the first of its kind to be that bold.
Oh, it would. It certainly would.
Now, I think because Patrick Swayze is a pre-existing person, mm-hmm. I feel like if you did that with him, yes. If you created somebody out of the blue and said, this is a completely new AI actor or actress, then people would be upset by that.
You think they would be upset by the...
Just to creating something.
Yes, just a created person.
Oh, okay. But you think because it's Swayze...
Yes.
All right.
And he has a tie to the movie. People know who he is. He's familiar.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't feel like they're being duped, I guess.
Uh-huh.
I feel like they would appreciate that
more.
Well,
you definitely promote it first.
Yeah.
We're going to do this, and we've gotten permission from the Swayze family... And we're taking his voice and using AI to create this character. It'd be really interesting to see if people would go to it or not. Out of curiosity, I'd probably watch it. But most people don't like that kind of thing, generally. When I bring it up on here, I wanted hologram concerts with Prince after he died. Everybody's like, oh, my God, how ridiculous. Mm-hmm. You know, people said, no, don't do that. because it's like it's ghoulish. You know, I don't want to see that.
Mm-hmm.
With this, who knows? I mean, it's a fictional character, of course, so maybe.
So you think in the new one, does Jennifer Grey go try to bust some moves at her granddaughter's wedding?
Maybe.
Breaks a hip, goes into a coma, and then she has flashbacks and
of the first time
dancing
around
when she was a youth.
I think it will be when the original movie was set in the 50s, right? The 40s.
You're
or
the 50s. Expert. Yeah. It was late 50s or early 60s, right?
Yeah. Yeah, 50s. I think they probably will. Now she's 40 years old. I think they have to set it in the 80s or 90s, and I think she's running a dance camp and she teaches however. And I would show a picture.
What a sad life.
I would show a picture of Patrick Swayze. I would have him up in the corner, and no, we can't put him in the corner. Sorry, but just when you think that all is lost, she can talk to Patrick Swayze. Anyway, they're going forward with it. They're doing it. Paul, you're talking about AI in acting, where they could bring Patrick Swayze back. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's. Crispin Glover was in the original Back to the Future. Mm-hmm. They couldn't afford him or didn't choose to use him for the second one, but they used a prosthetic on a different actor.
Crispin Glover is not in Back to the Future 2?
He is not. And
is that clocked? I thought
I'd never heard that before either.
No, he sued the heck out of him.
Really?
And get your fact guy will back me up.
He's on it now.
He texted you about it 15 years ago.
Get the fact guy out. Yeah. Well, he said, I texted you.
Let's
this.
See, film stars Michael J. Fox, Christopher Lloyd, Leah Thompson, Thomas F. Wilson, Elizabeth Shue, and Jeffrey Weissman replacing Crispin Glover.
Get out of town.
He wasn't in there, but they used his likeness. He sued the hell out of the studio and set a precedent that you couldn't use likeness anymore. So who would be the people to sign off on the Swayze likeness?
Paul, you just blew my mind.
Paul is correct. I mean, a quick check shows. Glover was asked to be back in the film, was interested, could not come to an agreement.
Yeah.
Said it, told Howard Stern in 1992, the producers, he was offered a lowball number.
I am shocked by this. I am shocked by this. Paul, I was ready to call you a loon. You're exactly right.
I've been called worse.
This is my favorite call of the year.
Yeah.
This is unbelievable that you've done this.
Rather than write out the character, the Zemeckis, the director, writer, whatever, used previous footage of Glover from the first film and new footage of another actor who wore prosthetics, fake chin, fake nose, fake cheekbones to look like Crispin Glover.
My mind's blown. Thank you, Paul. That is totally news to me. This is bigger than that Potsy thing.
Yeah.
This is big.
Yeah. I didn't think we'd say that.
Who would have thought?